Test, test, test. Test, test, test. All right, whenever you're ready. Click, click, boom! I'm coming down on the stereo, hit me on the radio. Click, click, boom! I'm coming down with a new style, and you know it's all wild. Click, click, boom! I'm on the radio station. On the one-month anniversary of the return of Issues, etc., we're going to post this at the website to give some long overdue answers to some questions that have persisted since the cancellation of the old Issues, et cetera, and our terminations on March 18th. So we're going to try and answer some of those questions. We're not going to cover everything in this first one. This one, we're just going to deal with the issue of why Issues, et cetera, was canceled as far as we can tell.
Everything we're about to tell you, we have informed KFUO management. We have informed the Board for Communication Services, the Executive Director of the Board for Communication Services, and people even higher up in the Senate.
The first thing you need to understand, this gets you about halfway to an answer to the question, why did LCMS Inc. cancel Issues, etc., is that the LCMS owns and operates two radio stations. One is AM 850. The other one is 99.1 FM. One is Christian. The other one is secular. One has gospel programming. The other is basically instrumental pop classical music. Both of them use the call letters KFUO, but they're two different radio stations. Now, if you understand this, you understand about 50% of what you need to know to answer the question, why did LCMS Inc. cancel Issues, etc.? Well, I guess the first thing we need to talk about is what I call the FM funds the AM myth. Let me explain. This myth is that the FM station, this commercial classical station, KFUO FM, makes so much money that it's able to fund both radio stations. That's why I call it the FM funds the AM myth. It's very common in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, for those who know, that LCMS Inc. owns two radio stations. It's very common for people to simply assume that, well, we own that second commercial non-Christian station because it makes so much money that it funds the AM station. Now, if this were true, how is it then, and we'll talk more about this in just a minute, if this is true, how is it then that by David Strand's own reporting, the KFUO organization requires subsidies at the end of every year in excess of $500,000? From 2002 until the present, subsidies that exceed $3 million total. If the FM classical station is making so much money that it funds both radio stations, why does the FM organization need those subsidies? Essentially, this is, we have to own two radio stations to keep one on the air. In order to proclaim the gospel on one radio station, we have to operate an entirely separate radio station without gospel priorities. And the priorities are really what we need to get to here in this open mic. So the priorities at the KFUO organization.
Speaking of the big lie, which ties into it, there are people who want to sell the pop, classical, secular KFUO FM station in the Synod. Nobody that we are aware of has talked about selling the gospel proclamation KFUO AM station. Nobody.
No. Although you will hear that asserted again and again and again, especially at Synod Inc., that someone wants to sell both radio stations. They're going to sell both radio stations. And I've never met anyone who wants to sell both. I've only met people who want to, for basically fiscal reasons, want to sell Classic 99.
KFUO FM, the pop, classical, secular music station. And if somebody says that there's forces trying to sell both radio stations, say, give me names, please.
Yeah, they are either uninformed or they're lying to you. Now, this myth, the FM funds the AM myth, is demonstrated to be untrue, as I said before. How? Because by David Strand's own reporting, the KFUO organization needs a loan of $500,000 at the end of every year or more in order to keep operating. Now, if the FM were funding the AM, why would that need to be? If the FM were making so much money that it funded the operation of both radio stations and the proclamation of the gospel on the AM station, why would you need a loan from LCMS Inc. at the end of every year?
Well, and that's if you trust the figures you're being given by KFUO. The advantage of having the call letters being the same is that from a booking standpoint, you can play a shell game with the money between the two radio stations. the secular one and the Christian one.
Right. If a check comes in made out to KFUO, who's to say that it's meant for KFUO AM or KFUO FM? You can split that check any way you need to in order to make the finances look any way you want to. And that's been part of the problem, is two separate radio stations with two separate messages, one the gospel, the other pop classical music, both operating with the same call letters. It's created no end of confusion.
So KFUO bookkeeping will always, you know, I don't know how many times I used to bring this up, make the AM station look like the weak sisters of the poor. Why? Because the KFUO FM is a pop classical secular music station, mostly instrumental, very little vocals, where you can actually hear the word of God, and when they do have vocals, they're seldom in English.
German, usually.
Usually in German. So KFUO FM is always vulnerable. Why are we holding on to this secular pop classical music station that's worth a lot of money, worth $20 to $30 million? And the response will be because it funds the Christian AM side. So you always need to make this financial situation look better for KFUO FM, the secular station, because it's more vulnerable on why does LCMS Inc.
Right.
Hold on to
it. There's less justification for a church body owning a radio station that essentially does not proclaim the gospel. There's less justification for that if that classical music station isn't actually helping to fund another radio station, AM850 KFUO, in its proclamation of the gospel.
But it does proclaim a Christmas and Easter gospel.
Yeah, it's Christmas and it's like a Christmas and Easter churchgoer. That's what Classic 99 is. It's like the guy who shows up for Christmas and Easter at church, and then the rest of the time diligently stays away from church. At Christmas, they'll play some sacred Christmas music, like most every other music radio station, except for hard rock. Tune into any country music station during Christmas. They play sacred music. That doesn't make them a gospel station in any sense whatsoever. And so they're really doing nothing other than any other music station would do. Now, Jeff just alluded to something that probably is really the heart of the matter. It was the greatest source of angst for me in the last several years. I worked at the KFUO organization and for LCMS Inc. And that is that the budget, staffing, and fundraising priority, the budget, staffing, and fundraising priority of KFUO management was and is the preservation of that secular pop classical music station, Classic 99. That was their priority. They told me it was their priority in many and various ways. Let's give some examples, Jeff.
Well, first of all, is budgeting and staffing. Let's start with staffing. Now, the proponents of the continuation of this pop classical secular KFUO FM station will say it's bringing in so much more money than the Christian AM KFUO AM station. Well, this is true. But let's look at let's look at staffing. You have 7 full-time salespeople for KFUO FM, the secular station. Okay? You have a full-time development / promotions director, so that's 7 + 1, that's 8. And then you have a part-time LCMS Foundation fundraiser, so that's 8.5 employees dedicated to raising revenue for the secular pop classical music station KFUO FM.
And that's it's not their entire staff. That's just the people whose jobs it is to see to revenue.
Right. And the full-time staff of the two stations is, what, almost 3-to-1?
Yeah.
3-to-1 more full-time employees on KFUO FM than the AM side. So we just came up with 8.5 employees dedicated to raising revenue for the secular pop classical music station. In contrast, KFUO AM has a part-time LCMS Foundation fundraiser, a half of an employee.
So it's no wonder that Classic 99, which also has a 24-hour air signal operating at 100,000 watts, as opposed to AM850 KFUO that has a 5,000-watt dawn-to-dusk air signal, would be raising more money than the AM station. It's no wonder. In fact, they should be raising 10 times more money than the AM station with that kind of staff.
They'll say, well, it raises 2 to 3 times the amount of money as the KFUO AM does. Classic 99 raises 2 to 3 times more money. But as you said, giving the 8 extra employees, half versus 8.5 employees for raising revenue between the two stations, 8-plus employees plus 100,000 watt versus 5,000 watts, 24/7 programming versus daytime programming. Yeah, 10 times is
no. As an example of the budget priority at the KFUO management being the preservation of the pop classical music station Classic 99. I was shocked. I sat in a meeting with two very highly placed synodical officials at the time. One was the Secretary of the Synod, Ray Hartwig, and one was the at the time the first Vice President of Synod, Daniel Preuss. Jeff and I were both in this meeting together. I think it was just the four of us, if I remember correctly. And I was shocked to hear from the Secretary of Synod himself. What did he ask? He said, does KFUO-FM ever get any new equipment? And I think Jeff responded something like, well, yeah, they get all the new equipment. They get it first, and then it gets handed down in time to the AM station, which tells you a lot. And Dr. Hartwig said, well, that's funny, because I think he said, for decades now, all new equipment has been expensed to the AM station and not to the FM station. I don't know if that's still true right now, but it certainly was then, and it was common enough knowledge that the Secretary of Synod was aware of it, that for decades, all new equipment was expensed to the AM station and not to the FM station.
Now, we've been informed that that's apparently been taken care of. That's no longer the case, but that was the case for decades.
And we've got to give an example of the fundraising priority being the preservation of the pop classical music station. And I mean, here are the examples abound, but I can think of a couple that just blew my socks off when I discovered them. The first one being that for some time, all of the costs associated with the LCMS Foundation, that is the fundraising arm of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, all the costs associated with their services to the KFUO organization were expensed to the AM station, even though they served both radio stations. All the costs went to the AM station. I think Treasurer of Synod caught that and made sure that that was fixed. There's one example.
Yeah, Tom Cook to straighten that up. Well, here's another example. Now, I've been told this has been straightened out as well, but until recently, KFUO-FM, Classic 99, was just only commercial, raised revenue from commercial advertisers. However, they're the 18th ranked rated radio station in St. Louis. Ad revenues are declining as people are cutting back on radio advertising in general. But KFUO-FM never raised money outside of commercials until recently. Okay, somebody dies in California. This is a case that happened to us. And a $25,000 bequest towards KFUO. This happened, in about 2004 or something like that.
And this person, we know this person who passed away and made this bequest, may not have even been aware that Classic 99 existed. They knew only of AM 850 KFUO. So I think we can be fairly sure that that bequest was intended for AM 850 KFUO, the gospel station.
Well, we knew this donor very well, and she listened every Sunday night to Issues, etc. It's the only reason she gave to KFUO. Well, when I asked the LCMS Foundation to see if we got the money, the amount didn't add up. Well, it was broken up into different entities, and it was either 25% or a third of bequests to KFUO went to KFUO-FM.
At least in that case, you know that that a quarter to a third of that bequest intended for AM 850 KFUO in fact went to the secular pop classical music station, Classic 99.
Right. Now, I don't know if that's still the case today, but that's the way it was for decades at KFUO.
The one that really got me, and this was probably the donor lists. AM 850 KFUO kept its donor list, and Classic 99 kept its donor list. And the two were kept separate. Classic 99 didn't want to upset its secular donors by mixing the two lists. Well, at some point in Classic 99's fundraising efforts, they were given access to the AM station's donor list. And when I inquired as to whether or not the AM station, the gospel station, was going to be given access to Classic 99 donor list, I was told that that wasn't going to happen. It was purely a one-way street. And another example of the fundraising priorities being the preservation of Classic 99 and not the proclamation of the gospel in general, is the fact that Classic 99 sent out a newsletter, I guess you could call it, to its donors in two different versions. One was the Christian version that went to Lutheran donors, and the other one was the secular version that went out to the secular donors. And the secular version had no reference to the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, no logo, no reference to any ministry or to Christ, the cross, to any of those things on it. And the Christian version had the LCMS logo. It had all sorts of references to the gospel and classical music. And when I complained that we were sending out two different versions of the newsletter to do two different groups, which are we? Are we going to be the station that is, at least according to that Christian version, carrying out some sort of Christian ministry through classical music? Or are we going to be the one marketed towards the St. Louis arts community that wanted nothing to do with any kind of gospel proclamation? And I pointed out that the Christian version of the libretto, this newsletter, was in fact a lie. There was no gospel proclamation to speak of on Classic 99. I was told by KFUO management on more than one occasion, yeah, we know it's a lie, but it's a lie we have to tell. And at least it's not as bad as the lies we used to tell under previous management.
Another example of the misguided priority, again, the priority being the protection, preservation, and promotion of Classic 99, the secular pop classical music station owned and operated by LCMS Inc. Bookkeeping, underwriter money for issues, etc. It's about $53,000 that was coming in when we left the two seminaries, LCMS World Relief, Concordia University System, Concordia University St. Louis Center. And we had something at CPH, but that was a trade out. They printed the journal for us in exchange for advertising. But it was $53,000 a year. Never saw that show up anywhere on an issues, etc. ledger.
And we complained about this. If it never appears on a piece of on a ledger sheet as revenue for issues, etc., the question immediately arises is, why aren't we counting it? But also, where is that money going?
Another example of bookkeeping is the church sponsors. We had churches across the country to defray the airtime costs of issues, etc., for buying airtime in Chicago, Detroit, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, wherever we were buying the nationally syndicated edition of the show. Churches would get local commercials when we go to break. You like what you hear? Go visit St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Brookfield. This amounted to about $20,000 a year, approximately. We never saw that money show up in issues, etc., revenue stream.
And again, that raises the two questions. Why isn't it being counted as revenue? And where is that money really going? You know, I had an idea some time back when I was still at KFUO, and I thought it would help eliminate a lot of the confusion here. The bequest confusion, the where's the money going confusion, the why isn't this being counted as revenue confusion. And I thought to myself, you know, we own and operate two radio stations, two very different radio stations. One is AM850 KFUO, the other is Classic 99. One is Christian, the other one is secular. One has gospel programming, the other pop classical instrumental music. But they both have the same call letters, KFUO. And I thought to myself, couldn't we eliminate about half of all of this confusion by changing one of the radio station's call letters to something different than KFUO? Let's just say, for the sake of argument, let AM850 KFUO keep the call letters because they've had it longer, about twice as long, and ask Classic 99 to change its call letters from KFUO to something else. And someone says, oh, that must be terribly expensive and involve a lot of paperwork. It isn't. It's really cheap and it involves very little paperwork. It's not really a big deal at all. You're not asking them to change their place on the dial. You're just asking them to change their call letters, and radio stations do it all the time. And it would reduce the confusion. It would make it impossible, either intentionally or unintentionally, for a check that came to KFUO AM to somehow be counted in whole or in part as a check intended for KFUO FM. It's a real simple solution.
Now, the supporters of KFUO FM will say, well, we're a commercial radio station. Changing those call letters will hurt us in our Arbitron ratings and what have you. But the fact of the matter is they're the 18th rated radio station in St. Louis, okay? And they stopped subscribing to Arbitron ratings a long time ago to sell their clients on how many people are actually listening. It's more of an image buy. You're reaching an upscale country club.
You're not buying Arbitron numbers, right?
Exactly. That's what they're selling it on. So it's not going to hurt them from a financial standpoint in terms of advertising.
To change their call sign.
No. And plus, when you register with Arbitron, your slogan is more important, Classic 99, than it is the call letters.
It's more recognizable to the listener.
Exactly.
Period.
You register in the Arbitron book as both.
There are radio stations I listen to all the live long day, and I could not tell you what the call letters are. I can tell you where they are on the dial and what their slogan is, but I can't tell you what their call letters are. So it wouldn't be a big deal to change the call letters, and it would eliminate so much of this financial confusion. I'm surprised someone else hasn't thought of it before. Now let's turn to the broader context, Jeff, and that is the context of issues, etc., within the LCMS Inc. organization. It was no secret, it still is no secret, that, first of all, issues, etc., while it was at KFUO, certainly did not have a lot of fans at LCMS Inc., including the executive director of the Board for Communication Services that oversaw KFUO, including that board's present four-vote majority. There's no secret here. This is not, we're not telling tales out of school. This is just the way things are. So it was no secret that issues, et cetera, didn't have a lot of fans at LCMS Inc.
But part of the reason for that is what drives LCMS Inc. is public image. They're very image conscious. So when you have a show that say, we believe this and we reject this, you're going to have people upset.
Right. And given the theological direction of the current leadership of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, image is paramount. And a bold and unapologetic Lutheran stance on the issues, just like issues, et cetera, was, is not going to be perceived as good for your public image. It's that simple. Okay, then let's talk about the financial context of issues, et cetera's cancellation, because the reasons that were given for the cancellation was, come on, it's just a budgetary move. It's a simple budgetary decision. It is true that the KFUO organization had serious financial shortfalls. Reported, and we have no reason to doubt these numbers, about $500,000 a year was given by Synod to KFUO to make up for its shortfalls. And at least David Strand, the executive director of the Board for Communication Services, who would have been at the time our boss, reported that since 2001, KFUO had required subsidies from LCMS Inc. totaling more than $3 million. So there were some serious financial shortfalls.
But were you aware that KFUO was hurting that badly financially?
No. No. It's interesting that we were held responsible for something that no one ever told us was happening.
Right.
But, you know, go figure. So let's review just for a second so that we know where we've come so far. And then we'll go on to the perfect storm. LCMS owns and operates two radio stations. One is gospel, the other one is classical music. And then there's the FM funds the AM myth. Remember that one, that the FM station, this classical station, makes so much money that it funds the AM station and keeps it on the air. The budget, staffing, and fundraising priority of the KFUO organization and of KFUO management, and I'm not just talking about in-house management, I'm talking about up at the Synod level too, was and is the preservation of this secular pop classical music station, Classic 99. We gave examples. It's no secret that Issues, Etc. was not popular with LCMS Inc. and the KFUO organization was experiencing serious financial shortfalls. There's no doubt about that. That's where we've come so far. You're really about 85% of the way to understanding why Issues, Etc. was canceled. Jeff mentioned before the proposed sale of Classic 99. I've never seen more hand-wringing and more paranoia than I saw from KFUO management about the proposed sale of Classic 99. On a daily basis, the proposed sale of Classic 99 became the driving force for most of the decisions that were being made, even decisions that were being made with regard to what went on the air out of Issues, Etc. Because KFUO management was paranoid that Issues, Etc. was going to draw the attention of someone out there who had the power to sell the classical music station. And we had numerous meetings with management warning us not to draw the attention of that someone out there who might be able to sell Classic 99. It kind of came to a head after Dr. Kieschnick, the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, after several cycles of conventions, was beginning to kind of consolidate his power and his influence in the various boards of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And the management of KFUO realized that if Dr. Kieschnick, the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, wanted to sell Classic 99, and after all, we're talking about anywhere from $20 to $30 million for the sale of that air signal. If he wanted to sell it, it would get sold because he had the support of the boards that could make this happen. Again, no one has ever suggested selling both radio stations. The only proposal was the proposed sale of the classical music station, Classic 99. So KFUO management was, and I think it's fair to say, paranoid that somehow Issues Etc. was going to draw the attention of Dr. Kieschnick or some other powers within Synod Inc. and get Classic 99 sold. I can remember several times in meetings where we were told, stop that, don't do that, don't say that, you're going to get Classic 99 sold. Oh, actually, they usually said, you're going to get both radio stations sold, because they believed that someone wanted to sell both radio stations, which is not true. And this became, I would say, probably a weekly encounter toward the end, a weekly encounter with management in some form or another, that if we said something, if we did something, if the station did this or said this, if we didn't do this and we didn't do that, we were going to get Classic 99 sold. Okay, so Jeff put it together. Something had to be cut. With the severe financial shortfalls of the KFUO organization, with the end of the fiscal year nearing, something had to be cut.
Okay, so obviously our show had opponents within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. People didn't like the positions that we take. But they didn't want to state we canceled the show for being too Lutheran or being too conservative. And we always thought that us being canceled was a possibility.
Oh, no, we didn't have any illusions about that.
Right, exactly. So we knew that our opponents were going to say we're not canceling for they're too Lutheran or too conservative, but financial reasons. Okay, so what are you going to do? You got to cut something at KFUO. Well, they're not going to cut anything at KFUO-FM, pop classical secular music station.
And that is because, again, remember, the priority at the KFUO organization was the preservation of the classical music station. And the justification for that, as thin as it was that if we sell the classical music station, the AM station can't survive. Classic 99 was protected from cuts at all costs.
Okay, so you got to cut something. So you cut the show, which is the one that doesn't share the same theology as the current LCMS leadership.
You think it's drawing too much attention from LCMS leadership?
What do you mean by that?
Issues, et cetera.
Oh,
drawing too much attention.
Okay, yeah. And the one that gets the most criticism because of the stance we take. You know, if you do a vanilla show and say what you believe and don't say what you reject, you know, even the pagans might give you a pass. But it's when you do both didactic teaching and polemics, what you reject, that's when you're going to get criticized.
Right, and all we were trying to do at Issues, Etc., was just stay in the vein of the Lutheran Confessions. If you ever read the Lutheran Confessions, the foundational documents of, or at least they're supposed to be the foundational documents of what Lutherans believe and what the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod affirms, you will find again and again and again, we believe, teach, and confess, and we reject and condemn. You do say what you believe, but you also, of necessity, say what it is that you don't believe and why. And that's all we ever tried to do on Issues, Etc., was just follow that simple pattern. But it doesn't make you popular with the leadership of LCMS Inc. at the present time, and it does get you complaints.
Which, since image is what drives LCMS Inc., complaints are not good. All right, so you've got this perfect storm brewing. Something's got to be cut. It's obvious that we're the ones going to be cut. And this was proven back in 2002.
Oh, yeah, there were budget cuts that came down under Tom LaPaca, who was then serving as the executive director of the Board for Communication Services that oversees both radio stations. There was some tightening of the belt, and he said, we need to cut, I think it was $80,000 out of the KFUO budget. He didn't specify FM or AM, or any particular show. He just said, we need to make cuts. Not to our surprise, KFUO management decided that Issues, et cetera, would bear the brunt of those cuts back in 2002.
KFUO management actually canceled the Sunday night nationally syndicated edition of Issues, et cetera.
In 2002.
In 2002. And they were not allowed to do that because the Board for Communications Services realized that quite a few of our stations were running it for free. And so it's like, it's a silly to give up these free markets of airtime, so let's continue doing this.
Yeah, they were overridden.
Yeah, the Board for Communications Services didn't allow KFUO management. I still have the memo in my briefcase, by the way, of the statement by KFUO management that the Sunday night show would be canceled. So we bore the brunt of almost all of that $80,000 cut, and we cut the Sunday night show back from 2 hours to 1 hour, which made sense, by the way, financially.
And it gave birth to, the good part about it was it gave birth to the Reformation Club, to church sponsors, all of those efforts that Jeff and I undertook after that big budget cut to make the nationally syndicated Sunday night edition of Issues, etc., self-sustaining. We did it without the foundation's help and against their reluctance and sometimes even without the permission of KFUO management, but we managed to get Reformation Club, church sponsors, and underwriters in place to help support the national show after those 2002 cuts and the quote-unquote cancellation of national Issues, etc.
To the tune of about $225,000 of new revenue to KFUO by the time we left through those three revenue streams.
Right. So Jeff called it the perfect storm. I think that's a good picture. It was the perfect storm. We knew that if LCMS Inc. ever canceled Issues, etc., that the reasons they would give would be budgetary. They would not say, this thing is too Lutheran, this thing is taking stands that are bad for LCMS Inc.'s image. We knew they'd never admit that. And I should say that in the years leading up to, the months and years leading up to the cancellation of Issues, etc., we were well aware that there were efforts within LCMS Inc. to portray Issues, etc., as finances in the worst possible light. So, again, to review one more time, just so that we're all following along, LCMS Inc. owns two radio stations, one's gospel, one's secular. The secular station is the highest priority by KFUO management, the preservation of the secular classical music station. And then there's the FM funds, the AM myth. Remember that one, that the FM station, this classical station, makes so much money that it funds the AM station and keeps it on the air. It was no secret that we didn't have a lot of friends at LCMS Inc. Issues, etc., didn't have a lot of friends at LCMS Inc. The KFUO organization was, and as far as I know, still is, in serious financial straits. There was the constant paranoia about the sale, the proposed sale of Classic 99 that basically governed most of the decisions that were being made at the KFUO organization, certainly governed the priorities. It certainly reinforced the priority of Classic 99 over AM 850 KFUO. Something did have to be cut. This created this kind of perfect storm, which we saw coming. We didn't know exactly when it was going to happen, but we saw it coming. We knew if someone decides to cancel Issues, etc., they will cite budgetary reasons, not theological reasons. This was clear enough to me about 1 year before the cancellation that I actually wrote a memo to members of the Board for Communication Services. And I'm no prophet, folks, but I wrote a memo wherein I predicted what I thought was going to happen. And I said essentially, look, if the present management and priorities of the KFUO organization remain as they are, which is the preservation of Classic 99, the legacy of Walter A. Meyer, who founded the oldest continuously operating Christian radio station in the world, AM 850 KFUO, the legacy of Walter A. Meyer would be Gershwin rather than the gospel, that the priority at the KFUO organization would remain the preservation of the classical pop music station. And my final prediction was, and this was a year before the cancellation in this memo, that Issues, etc., would not survive. I was fairly sure if priorities stayed the way they were, it wasn't going to survive. And this was actually confirmed, oddly enough. It was, if I remember correctly, March 8, 2007, before the August convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in Houston, Texas. Tell them about the meeting that you had with Dennis Storz, the director of broadcast at KFUO.
And the general manager of both KFUO AM and KFUO FM. I was asked to meet with him to talk about the future of Issues, etc. In the meeting, I was asked, what is our future plans? I just gave them new ideas, show ideas, revenue ideas, those kind of things. Dennis Storch told me that Dr. Kieschnick, the current president of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, will most likely get a majority on the board of directors of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod and on the board for communication services of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. And I stated, well, you know, Dennis, we actually believe these things, these positions we take on the air, and we're willing to be fired for them. He told me that Issues Etc. can't survive past September of 07, given the new changes on the board of directors of the Synod and the board for communication services. And then I proposed to him to try to take some of the political heat away from KFUO for carrying this, you know, confessional Lutheran radio voice. I propose, why don't you give us the same deal that Pastor Tom Baker has, the show Law and Gospel that comes on KFUO right before ours. It's on from 1 to 3. We run from 3 to 6 in the afternoon weekdays. You no longer pay our salaries. You no longer pay our benefits. You no longer pay the satellite costs. You no longer pay the airtime fees for the syndicated show of Issues, etc. We take them all over. It's a win-win for everybody.
And you still get to run Issues, etc. in the afternoons. We'll let you have it free of charge to run Issues, etc. in the afternoons. We'll simply assume all of the financial risk and liabilities associated with the show. Let us go independent, and we'll let you have the show for free.
You don't take the heat for canceling the show. And when somebody complains, like, look, they're providing us 3 hours of programming a day, and it's not costing us a penny.
Is there any doubt in your mind that, about that statement, Issues, etc. cannot survive past September after the convention, the next convention?
Absolutely not. You see me in meetings. I take little notes.
Yeah, it's annoying.
In my legal pad. Yeah, it is annoying. And nobody thinks I'm paying attention. Think I'm doodling like you do.
I doodle. You take notes.
After I gave this proposal about win-win situation, not costing KFUO any money, Dennis Storch said there can be no relationship between Issues, etc. and KFUO, given the new changes on the board of directors of the Synod and the board for communication services. This is in March of 2007, almost a year to the date we were fired.
So people say, did you see it coming? And I guess the simple answer to that question is yes. I mean, we did see it coming. And we knew that it was no surprise to us that when the cancellation did happen and the reasons were finally given, such as they are, that they were budgetary reasons. We saw that coming too. We saw the groundwork laid for that long before it ever occurred. Actually, Dennis was wrong. We survived a little longer than September, didn't we? So one more review before we wrap this thing up. The things you need to know if you want an answer for yourself to the question, why did LCMS Inc. cancel Issues, etc.? LCMS Inc. owns and operates two radio stations, one gospel, one secular pop classical music, but both of them go by the call signs KFUO. The budget staffing and fundraising priorities at the KFUO organization and of KFUO management was and is the preservation of this secular pop classical music station, Classic 99. They perpetuated that FM funds the AM myth that Classic 99 made so much money that it's able to fund the operation or keep AM 850 KFUO, the Christian station, on the air. They perpetuated that myth in spite of the fact that at the end of every fiscal year, they were asking for, essentially, a loan of more than $500,000 from LCMS Inc., again, totaling over $3 million since 2001. It was no secret that Issues Etc. did not have a lot of fans at LCMS Inc., given the fact that they seemed, when they canceled the show, to be unaware of what they were canceling. The KFUO organization had serious financial troubles it had to deal with. There was a paranoia at KFUO management about the proposed sale of Classic 99, and it fed into this priority of trying to preserve Classic 99 at all costs. Something did have to be cut. This created the perfect storm.
Hypothetical. Do you think if Dr. A.L. Berry were still president of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, we would abort the cuts?
No.
Why not?
Because, and I think it's this simple, Dr. Berry, anybody who remembers the years that he served as president of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, had this theme, tell the good news about Jesus. A simple theme, but brilliant. Keep the message straight, Missouri. Get the message out, Missouri. That was his mantra. And that's exactly what Issues Etc. was doing. And Dr. Berry was aware of this, by the way. He was fully aware of what Issues Etc. was doing when he served as president. That we were simply trying, in our radio voice, to keep the message straight and get the message out. And he was also aware that we were actually doing that. We were actually succeeding. Jeff said the best thing that could happen to us if someone would be stupid enough to cancel us. And someone was, and it turned out to be, just as Jeff said, the best thing that could ever happen to Issues Etc. And we hope for the Issues Etc. listeners as well. Now the only people who can cancel us are our listeners. It's that simple, which is the way it should be. And we trust that our listeners have their priorities straight. We trust that our listeners have as their highest priority Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. The only ones who can cancel us now are our listeners. And I'm very confident that our listeners have their priorities in order. Anything else?
Nope.
All right.
You said it better.
All right. Go out and play. I was up in my room. I left the stereo blaze on Saturday. The kids go out and play. I was up in my room. I left the